Good afternoon. The furniture is all here. It arrived fairly early on, actually, which was quite good. And we've now moved everything round, got everything in its final place, I think. Subject to moving it all around again, because we think of something different to do. And, yeah, feels good. I'm actually sitting on our new sofa bed at the moment. Sparky's sitting next to me. I think it's virtually impossible to keep them off of the furniture, so we don't really try, but we put throws and things to cover the furniture up and keep it respectable. And then if they leave any hair or any dirt, they tend to leave it on the throws, which we can wash relatively easily. I've also taken the all the old furniture, the old bed and mattress, to our household waste recycling centre, or the TIP. I've broken it up so that basically the wooden base can be recycled, and the rest will be incinerated to produce electricity. So nothing will go to landfill, or at least I hope not. That's the plan. And a couple of trips in the car with that, which took up sort of the rest of the morning. And as I say, this afternoon we've just been moving furniture around and so on. That wasn't really why I sat down to Boo, though. I've been reading in the last few days about the likely demise of one of our, well, in fact, our biggest high street music store, HMV. One of the few high street chains that are left, and looks like they're going to potentially have to start shutting big proportion of their stores, and potentially go to the wall completely. And that is fairly worrying. That company also owns Waterstones, which is one of the, probably the only remaining book chain in the country, outside of W.H. Smith's, which sell lots of other things, but they do sell books, and a few independent bookstores, of which there are very few, and they're very far between. And I think that's a real shame. I was listening to Nancy's audio boo this morning about Borders, and, you know, the just being able to go in and browse and, you know, get a big stack of books together and, you know, go to the till. And, you know, I think if either of those shut, particularly Waterstones, I think there'd be a big loss. There'll certainly be lots of empty stores on the high street. I know in Winchester, where I work, there are two Waterstones stores and an HMV. So that would potentially be three stores that would become empty. I'm sure they wouldn't stay empty for long, because they're in fairly prominent positions, but I can't see them opening back up as either record or music stores or bookshops. And certainly in town here at home, we've got one Waterstones. There isn't an HMV. There was a pop-up HMV that opened for Christmas but has closed again, which seemed like a good idea. And, you know, if that shop shuts, then, well, there'll again another empty store. And as far as I can remember, that particular unit has been a bookshop since the shopping centre was opened. It's changed, well, it's changed hands once, and the bookshop that was there the second time got bought out by Waterstones. There was a chain called Otica's, and they got bought out by Waterstones probably about 5 years ago. So they were, I think, the only other chain bookstore that were in existence. So I think quite depressing on the whole. If we lose both our major bookstores and major record stores, I guess it means just having to buy online all the time, which is a great shame because I like to browse in a bookshop and buy a few books. And likewise, you know, browse in a record store, or don't sell records anymore, do they? CDs. But again, you know, I think this is one of the results probably of, you know, being able to get so much online. But also a shame because I don't see anything coming along to fill the gap. I did have a thought that if the worst came to the worst and I lost my job, perhaps I and Waterstones went to the war, perhaps I should open up a bookshop, and I was going to call it the Writer's Cafe. So I thought, you know, it could be a place where you could come and read, write, have internet access. Very idealistic, absolutely no business plan at all. Don't know what I'm doing, but, you know, nice idea. But yeah, if we lose our bookshops and we lose our high street record stores, it basically means the internet probably will be the only place to go. Maybe it will mean a rise in independent booksellers. I don't think so, because I think the supermarkets will probably step in and pick up a bigger share of the market than they've already got. They've basically got the kind of top 50 chart books pretty much already stitched up, but they don't do the specialist stuff. You know, you can't get the gardening books or the natural history books or the biographies or the travel books. You know, they just sell the top most popular fiction paperbacks normally. So there will be a gap in the market, which I suspect they might step into. Or as I say, perhaps independent bookshops will start to become more of the norm again. We'll see. I'm hoping that none of this comes to pass and that HMV Waterstones manage to pull themselves out of the situation that they're in. Who knows? We'll see what happens. Anyway, I am going to sit here and enjoy the sofa bed and the view of the garden, and I'll speak to you soon. Take care now. Bye-bye.